Mic check. You know what I want? Like the one of the Britney Spears microphones where we can just lay on the couch. Can you be my therapist today?
As long as I can wear a Britney Spears microphone around my head. Hit me, baby, one more time. Wait. Can we just start the episode with you telling the story about the dance you did?
Wait, we have to say hello to everyone first.
Hey, guys.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone. Happy third episode.
Yay,
Three's for me.
Yeah, we just found out we're on the banner on Apple Music. On the browse page, which is so exciting.
That's so fun.
I know.
He sent us that email. It was actually kind of shocking because holy moly.
Holy cannoli.
Wait, holy cow. Did I tell you that story?
What?
No, we can't talk about that.
Why?
Because.
Is it bad?
My mother-in-law listens to this.
I know. Well, Dad listened to the last episode and he calls me and he goes, "You got what, Pierce?" I'm like, anyway, next subject. I forgot that people listen to this.
Oh my gosh. Sorry.
Oh, I am just having the greatest week ever.
It has been a week for the books.
Ugh.
Anything that could have gone wrong went wrong. Is Mercury in retrograde?
I don't know, but so if my energy's a little down today, I'm literally laying on the couch with my legs wide open with my robe on. Just trying to get through the day.
But she is wearing a bra today, everybody.
Oh, I know. It's because we went out before and got Starbucks, so I had to put a bra on today.
Yeah.
Let's start with, so last episode, we were sitting here filming and we told you guys about the baby birds and we Googled the meaning. And so that day, and I even said it in the episode that I put out some bird food in a bowl for the mommy bird because I figured she was going to be hungry. And then after our podcast, after we recorded it, we went outside to go check on the birds again, and all three of them were gone.
All of them were gone. But wait, can I just tell you guys, like, okay, first of all,
I was hysterically crying.
She was hysterically crying and
like hyperventilating.
Hyperventilating crying because if anyone knows Carly, she's probably one of the biggest empaths that I know, but she feels from every angle, including the nature, including the animals.
Yeah.
Think about it. They went to a different nest.
No, they didn't. I called my mom and she like flipped out because I always call her like in my dramatic moments. Oh, I just thought of something else that happened to me yesterday. I'll tell that in a second. And yeah, so they're both trying to convince me that the mama bird moved them, but what I think really happened, and no one wants to admit it, is I think because I left the food out for the mom, which wasn't even right next to the nest, but I think a predator maybe saw the food and then found the baby birds and then stole them and then ate them. And
there was no evidence of a predator, though. Everything
but all
like
three of them were gone
because the mommy moved him.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not lying.
I'm gonna cry.
I would never lie to you.
So that was how the week started. So that was really depressing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have been following me on Instagram, but
if you're not, then can you tell them that your Instagram, please?
At Carly Bell and at Inner Beauty Bible for Amanda.
Oh,
no, but seriously, like the craziest shit happens. Me and Anthony's cars got stolen right out of our driveway.
I just want to tell you one thing. So that was Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And Carly and I record our episodes on Tuesdays.
Right, yeah. So that's why we didn't film this last week. But I like.
But we're on time. So we
yeah,
just,
I like
not
doing
a week
it more
this time.
Yeah, I like doing it more close
ahead
to when it posts anyway, because then it's more accurate on what's been going on. Let me tell the story. Let me tell them all the goods, because I know that's what everyone wants to know. So Tuesday morning at 6 a.m., the doorbell rings. And I was like, what the hell? This is early for a package. And I get packages all day, every day. So, like, didn't even think to go and answer the door. 10 minutes later, it rings again. So I go and I check the people and I was like, oh my God, it's a cop. So I run back in. I was like, Anthony, answer the door. There's a cop at the door. So, you know, the first thing that came to mind when I saw a police officer at the front door was, oh God, like something happened to my family or something. Like, you know what I mean?
Worst case scenario.
I know.
Yeah.
So Anthony opens the door literally in his freaking underwear. And the officer was like, sir, is there supposed to be anything in your driveway? And he goes, and I'm like listening at the door, like not like he couldn't see me, but I was like peeking my head out trying to listen what was happening. And he goes, yeah, two cars, why? And he goes, you might want to put some pants on and come take a look at this.
Oh my God.
And it's like, listen, this happened a week ago, so like we could laugh about it. It's not funny. It's the scariest thing ever, but Anyway, let me continue. So we run out and our garage door was open and both of our cars were missing out of our driveway.
Gone. So then what happened?
Me and him looked at each other and we were like, all right, wait, are we getting punked right now? Like, what the fuck? Like, insane. So
what the actual?
So we were just trying to like wrap our head around what was happening. Luckily, I have cameras everywhere. I mean, not that it's helped us to this point. I still don't have my car, but I pulled up the cameras and I watched the whole thing happen with the officer and Anthony right there. And we watched four masked men get out of a car and they somehow broke into our garage. And Anthony carries like a Louis bag, and in his bag he always has my set of keys and his set of keys, because my set that he carries has the mailbox key and I never get the mail. I go months without getting the mail, so he always keeps it in his bag. So they got into the garage and they grabbed his bag and ran right back to the car, and then you see them grab my Givenchy bag and then try to open up the car doors and run back to the car, and then you see them in the car like looking through his bag and they get so excited. They all start flipping out. It was like, did I say it was four masked men? Mm-hmm. Like with ski masks on.
In a stolen vehicle.
In a stolen vehicle, we later find out. And lucky them, probably the easiest heist they've ever had. They had both sets of keys and they two of them got in my car, one of them got in his car, and they sped away. And it wasn't even like they were in a hurry, because
they didn't actually speed away. That's the thing.
No, right. So yeah, well, they got quick out of the driveway, and then our neighbor like a couple doors down has a Bentley truck and he has cameras also. They get out of, one of them gets out of the main car, the Jag that they, well, that was stolen, and they go and try and get the Bentley. Like, as if the Range Rover and the Audi was not enough, you're gonna go and try and get another car, these greedy motherfuckers. So my car has a tracking device on it, so mm-hmm. I'm standing out there and I'm like, all right, let me like try and see where it is. So I went on the app and I had the exact address. So we told the officer the address and he was like, all right, well, I'll hopefully have a detective get back to you by today. And I was like, hopefully. I'm like, I hope someone gets back to me today. Like, this is crazy. Like, I have the address, like send someone over there and see if my car is there. So thinking that we're not going to really hear back from them, we called the Irvington Police Department because it was
In Irvington.
Because Anthony was like, well, can we go drive there right now? And he was like, listen, back in the olden day, we would have done it. But like, you can't do that anymore. So I called Irvington Police Department. I gave them the address of the car and I didn't hear back. So like an hour or two later, I called back and the lady was like, oh, well, we made a call over there and they said that they don't have your car. I'm like, well, do you think they're going to admit to have a stolen vehicle in their possession? Well, ma'am, it is a business. So blah, 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 blah. And I was like, sorry, but can someone send a car over there and just see if my car is there? And she was like, you need to calm down. I was like, all right, well, I'm sorry. My car was just stolen and I'm a little freaked out by this. Oh, I missed the whole point of the story. They were in our garage.
Yeah.
And I never lock the door to the garage into the house. Stupid like
the,
me.
The middle door.
Right, the door like in the between. Door,
yeah.
And so they could have came into the house. So my question is, if they didn't find the keys in his bag, would they have came in the house? Which is so scary.
And violating.
And so violating. And I had my dad come and add like a deadbolt on the garage door now. And, you know, obviously my alarm is always on anyway. But it's just so scary.
She's got this locked up like Fort Knox now.
Yeah, really scary.
Thank God. I mean, that's the first thing I said to you. I was like, thank God.
They didn't come in the house.
They didn't come in the house.
Right. Ugh. I know. I ended up talking to like a detective, a friend of a friend, and he was looking into this for me a little bit further. He found out that the car in the video was a stolen Jag that I guess they already had a
warrant out for.
Yeah,
something
like that.
Whatever you want to call it, yeah.
Yeah, so they sent a cop over there and they took a picture and all of our stuff from our cars were dumped out in the middle of the street. And like I zoomed in, like I saw my debit card, my checkbook, like I had my wallet in the car, my checkbook, my social security card, all my credit cards, and I have a lot of freaking credit cards, my passport card, luckily not my passport, but like I have that passport card. Mm-hmm. So like they have my entire identity. But again, all material shit, like I don't even, you know, I don't even care. Like, it sucks. But again, they didn't come in the house.
Thank God
and,
you're safe.
Right. Thank God I'm safe. So, it's just so crazy because never in a million years, like, I don't even know anyone that this happened to, let alone two cars.
Wait, can you just talk about for 1 second how my car, maybe you shouldn't talk about it. Maybe I should talk about it. Remember, my car.
Oh, got broken into.
Two times. Not
yeah,
just
Yeah, I know. I didn't believe
times.
It either. Yeah. Wait, wasn't it my car once?
It was your car both times.
Oh.
The window was
got smashed.
Legit smashed.
And someone stole your laptop?
My laptop, my wallet, with my social security card in it.
Yeah.
And there was a purse in the back.
Both times it was my car?
Both times it was your car. The karma.
Oh, my God. I know. Like, that's a little different because it's like they smashed a window, which is still terrible. But like the whole stealing a car thing, like, you know what I mean? Like, I never heard of something like this before.
But the irony of that was, what did you just get dad for Father's Day?
Oh, my
Day?
God. I know. I just bought my dad a car for Father's Day. Yeah.
So wait, when Carly tells me, I was like, what are we doing for dad for Father's Day? And she's like, I think I'm just going to get him a truck. And I was like, well, I was just going to make him a collage. I think you win this year.
No, I said she's giving him a grandbaby, so she wins automatically. But my dad has had this not so nice car for a really long time, and he doesn't give a shit.
It's not that it's not nice. It's just dirty, so worn down. He had like probably 300,000 miles on that thing. Yeah, it was just about to go at any moment.
Right, and like he doesn't care. He didn't want a new truck. Like, this isn't something that was like discussed. But I was like, you know what? I want to do this for my dad. He got me my first car. Him and mom got me my first car, and I was like, this would be really cool. So I went over to the Dodge dealership, and they had one. I think it was Friday, so Father's Day was Sunday. I was like, all right, I need to find a car by tonight. And it was like Friday night. They had like an all black Dodge Ram. It was sick. And I was like, this is the one.
Brett's obsessed with it.
I know, it's badass. I got to drive it like over there. Yeah. And I didn't even post that video yet. No? I have that vlog I didn't post. Yeah, it was a crazy week, and I just kind of was like, you know, I didn't get that vlog up, but I will get that vlog up so you guys can see.
Well, because your car got stolen 2 days later.
I know, and like having to call insurance and home insurance and just trying to figure out my whole life. So, but yeah, that was something positive. At least dad gets a new car, and I'm going to have to get a new car eventually. Honestly, like, I don't think they're going to find it. I think my car is honestly probably on a ship right now to another country, if not already in another country.
So let me ask you a question now that this like terrible, horrible thing has happened to you, mm-hmm. right? Your car got stolen. Mm-hmm. Now, what is your mindset around this?
At first it was just like violating, and you know, I had the alarm guy come and add another camera outside. I had already had two, but I had another one added, and you know, so we didn't sleep there the first night that it happened.
You
we slept
at mom's,
yeah we yeah. came and slept at mom's because it was just like freaky scary. And scary.
But what lessons are you learning from this? How are you more or less like, what's the words I'm looking for? So, you know, in a lot of situations where we experience something like super, super negative that happens, right? Mm-hmm. You're not hidden in your bedroom under the blankets mm-hmm. thinking, oh my God, woe is me. I just lost my car. The world's out to get me. You've kept it going. You right. kept it moving. Right. Things, you know. And
I looked at I still look at the bright side. Like, just take my car, take whatever material possession I have, like, you know, I'm just happy to be alive, and I'm grateful so that they didn't come in the house, because I would have already been moved out of here.
Right.
So that's the way I'm viewing this.
Good.
And another lesson learned.
Yeah, no, it's a lesson learned. And honestly, like, at the end of the day, thank God you're all right.
Mm-hmm.
And you're here and you're alive and no one came in the house and no one killed you or anything like that.
Oh,
because
my God.
Right? No,
thank
but
God.
When but that,
I wouldn't
like,
be here to do the podcast with you today.
I know.
Oh, my God. God forbid. Ooh. That was a nice sound.
Yeah. My ass can't have lots of caffeine.
I know. Who's showing a little baby bum?
I know. It's an orange this week.
Is it?
It's an orange. Last week it was a lemon.
Wait, no. This week
is an orange.
No. Last week was an orange.
Until tomorrow.
What's tomorrow's fruit?
I can't tell you
Can we
yet.
Look? Can we peek?
We can't look.
Come on, let's peek.
We can't
for
peek.
Them.
We're
for not. Them.
But they're going to find out next week what it is that week.
All right, fine. And I know there was a little hiccup in your week as well. You want to share? A little
hiccup.
Bit. A little hiccup in the plan of life.
Yeah, well, the plan of life, right? We all have plans, and then what do they say?
You make plans and God laughs or something?
Something along those lines, right? So then Tuesday happens to Carly. I'm with her all day long. We're trying to sort shit out, going to the bank, going here, canceling mm-hmm. credit cards.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't have a car. I forgot. Thank you. Oh, wait, and then one more thing. One more thing. Let me add, and then I'm sorry to cut you off, but I just remembered because, yeah, you drove me everywhere to cancel my bank account. But then the police found my driver's license, and then I have like a gold PBA card.
Yeah.
So me and dad drove up to Irvington to get it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so dad took me up there, and course dad wanted to go drive by the address.
No.
Yeah. And what? With his window down.
Of course. Was he blasting music? On.
Not blasting music, but I'm like, oh my God, dad, like, what are you doing? So we drove by and it was like an empty warehouse.
Of course.
So 100% my car was probably in there. I don't know. Weird.
No one shady. Wanted to go in.
But, oh, you know what? I actually talked to the detective yesterday and he said that they think they're using Anthony's car to steal other cars, that they think they've spotted it. And they're using it as like the new getaway car.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. So that's the only update I have. They said they may have spotted mine up in like West Orange or something. But yeah, so that was the end of my story. So back onto you, baby.
Oh, back onto me.
Back onto you, baby.
Oh, I love it when we talk about me. I'm just kidding. Thursday morning, I wake up at 4 a.m. 4 a.m.
Why 4 a.m.?
Because Pablo. So I have two cats, Pablo and Fuzz, for those of you who didn't hear the first episode, and they're my angel fur babies that are needy as fuck. And Pablo decides to wake me up right before the sun rises and like meow 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 tap tap tap, like feed me, I'm a fatty.
Mm-hmm.
So while I'm feeding him and half eyes open, half eyes closed type deal, I'm like still sleeping. I like Carly is right now. She's legit like,
I'm
like
literally
laying
on
like,
the couch right now. All right, I'm listening. I just wanted to get comfortable.
It's fine. Are you comfortable now?
I'm very comfortable.
All right, good. Do you want me to tell you a bedtime story?
No, because I'm going to fall asleep. No, tell your story.
So I checked.
You're being a Danny and you're telling the 9-hour story.
I checked my email and I have a training that I'm supposed to go to in LA. I hate you. I literally Sorry. Hate you.
Go ahead.
Oh my God.
What?
Now that my boobs have gotten bigger.
Yeah.
Brett wanted to motorboat me.
You motorboating son of a bitch.
He did it.
Did he?
Yeah. Okay. It was like.
Sorry, I just put the microphone in between my boobs and then I moved my boobs and she got excited.
It was super exciting. Anyway.
All right, so what happened to you this week?
I know. My stories are forever and ever and ever.
Not
Sorry,
usually.
Guys. But anyway, so I have this training I'm supposed to be attending in LA because I have a certification coming out in September. Quick little plug for Yeehaw. Anyone wanting to become certified in life coaching, neuro-linguistic programming, emotional freedom techniques, time techniques, and hypnosis. So anyway, I
say
have...
Say it like that.
What'd
you
say?
Why do you always say, like, why do you say it like that? Is that like your, is it like a little sing-along song? For you,
it sounds like
is that
right?
Is that how you like remember to say all the
I say it in like
words?
That certain order because okay. There's just a lot of shit that you have to like say,
yeah,
because there's 5 internationally recognized certifications in this one
you.
Program that I'm offering
you.
Anyway,
oh my God, and your book came.
Oh, the book is so cool, right?
Yeah, beautiful.
It's really nice. That book everyone's gonna get who's enrolled in the certification.
Yeah,
it's 360 pages long. It's insane.
That's awesome.
Okay. Anyway, so in order to actually certify women in September, I have to finish a training that's 5 weeks long, and I was going to LA for it. Now, those of you who are up to date on the current events of coronavirus, you'll know that LA has literally blown up with cases.
Yeah.
So like New York was the first epicenter, now LA.
Right, and I think because New York and New Jersey, it was so bad here that we got it under control
right.
quicker, and other places were more lenient or maybe a little slower.
That's
quicker to
happen.
reopen and all that. Yeah.
Anyway, so it was moved to Orange County earlier in the week, and then I wake up to this email on Thursday morning that the training was canceled, and I was like, oh hell no, the training is not canceled because I have a certification to run that I've already sold 31 spots for. Like, right. I can't just cancel that.
Yeah, 31.
31.
I love that number.
I like the good number, right?
It's a great number.
For those interested, there's 12 spots left. Anyway.
Can I take one of those spots?
If you want to get certified.
Oh, I don't really want to be certified. I just want you to...
Do brain magic on you.
Ooh, let's do some angel cards in a little bit.
We will. But let me finish my story
I know,
first.
Sorry. Sorry.
I know,
sorry.
This is like the never-ending story.
It was a song that never ends. Hey. It goes on and on, my friend. Honestly, I feel like...
Some people...
With this microphone, I feel like I should be a singer right now. I wish there was a video of this. Don't you wish this was videoed?
We could probably video it.
Nah. I mean, I do, but I don't.
You know, we keep saying that we're going to start an Instagram for Related and give them behind-the-scenes stuff. So like maybe one day in the next couple of weeks, we'll actually do that.
Or maybe like I'll do like a daily vlog. Like I've been doing, and we can just like put little clips of it in there.
Yeah. Anyone who doesn't know me, which is probably everyone listening to this, I just don't take no for an answer.
Just, this bitch makes shit happen.
So I emailed the head of the thing like 72 times and I was like, we're going to figure this shit out because mm-hmm. I got people to serve.
Right, of course.
And by the end of the day, the whole training was rescheduled and put into Sioux Falls, South Dakota,
baby. Shout out to anyone listening from South Dakota. If you are listening from South Dakota, come comment it on our Instagram and let us know.
Yeah, because I'm going to need some friends.
We had to Google where it was.
Isn't so messed up? Not that like...
No, I just never even knew where South Dakota was.
Never in a million years. Not that I'm nothing against South Dakota, mm-hmm. obviously, but I just never thought that I would end up there for five weeks.
What do you even do there for 5 weeks?
Right, for 5 weeks.
No, you'll be busy. It'll be good.
Yeah, so Brett may come and we'll do like a road trip to Mount Rushmore.
Oh,
that's in South Dakota.
Oh, is it?
Okay. It is. So my ass is leaving next Thursday to go to South Dakota.
Wait,
for five weeks. 5 weeks.
What am I gonna do without you? Ew, we're gonna have to Zoom call our podcast.
You could come and visit me in South Dakota.
Okay.
Yeah. So the certification is still happening. I did book the retreat.
I'm coming to that.
You're going to come to the actual retreat?
Yeah. Is it going to be like a Zen?
It's going to be it's in Salem, Massachusetts.
Oh my God. I'm done. I'm there.
Yeah.
Guys, come meet me.
So
come
all sign of my up for students, her membership. All my students listening to this, it was supposed to be a surprise. But now everybody knows.
Aww.
It's fine. I'm going to tell them on Saturday because me and mom are actually going Thursday to Friday to Salem.
I know.
Are you going to come?
I don't know yet.
You should probably come.
I haven't decided yet.
We can do like a aura reading. Remember the aura readings?
Yeah, yeah.
So cool.
Do you want to do an angel card reading for me?
I can do an angel card reading for you. Do you want me to do it here?
Yeah, I have these angel cards. Every time I do them, I cry because they're usually so on point. Like, remember when everything that happened with Moo and...
Yeah.
And then I read. Yeah, and like right before I even met Anthony, like I was like, am I ever going to find love? Like, you know what I mean? It's just, I feel like every time I've done the cards... It's been so accurate that I just cry. And I've done it multiple times. I haven't done it in a while, though. And I just feel like I just kind of need it this week.
So why don't we clear the deck?
Yeah. Anyone interested, the Daily Guidance from Your Angels, Oracle Cards by Doreen Virtue. I want to get her on our podcast. She was one of the people on my list of who I would like to get on here.
I don't have her on our list.
No?
No, but...
Not on this one.
Oh, that's something else I wanted to say. For anyone who has suggestions as far as who amazing guests would be for our podcast,
let us know.
Absolutely love to know what you guys think, but Doreen Virtue, absolutely. And I don't know, like my spirit animal, and I'm going to just share her name right here because maybe she'll hear this somehow. Mm. Catherine Zenkina from Manifestation Babe. You are my spirit animal.
Aww.
You were the first reason why I ever got into goal setting and the personal development journey. And without you and your goal setting guide, I would have never literally changed my life. And now look at what I'm doing. That's and it's awesome. All because of Catherine.
And because of you and your drive and ambition.
Well, it's because of me.
No, I know. That's awesome. I would love to hear.
Oh,
my God. Does she have a podcast?
She does. Manifestation Babe.
Oh, I got to check her out.
So check out Manifestation Babe.
Yeah, shout out to her.
Shout out to her because she's amazing.
And think about prayer and intention with what you'd like to be, blah, 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 blah.
It's really funny that you're doing that because anytime I start a call with any of my clients, I always have them set an intention for the call and for their week ahead and for the goals that they're setting for themselves. Because I truly believe when you're setting like a powerful intention, it actually happens. Like it begins to manifest, which is really cool.
All right, let's give these a little shuffle until this one just kind of jumped out at me. You're supposed to keep that one on the side.
Ooh, up.
That was another one.
I think you read those ones first, right?
I like to read them last. Yeah, I do the one first. That's my message. And then past, present, future. Yeah, you can read. You'll read what they mean in here. I'll read the card and then you read. There's like deeper meanings.
Okay. Yeah, but you don't like to read the actual card?
Yeah. No, I do.
No. I mean like you... So you do it much different than I do. I like intuitively read the card. So like for me, like this is the message that you're receiving right now from the angels, right? Is it says Cupid.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm looking at the Cupid card before I even take a look at any of this, I literally interpret what I'm seeing here. And right now when I'm looking at the woman or the Cupid blowing the bubbles, if you look at her face, like if you look really like closely, she looks a little sad. Right? So this to me indicates like there's something that's making you sad. in your love life, which is interesting. And although she's like blowing the bubbles right now, the heart is still full, which is a good thing. It means your heart's still full in your love life, but she's feeling a little bit sad about something that's happening.
Okay.
That's the way that I see it.
Okay. Well, I'll read what it says and then you read the deeper meaning.
Yep.
So my first card, Cupid, this is my message from the angels. We send great waves of love into your heart and mind, awakening your love for life itself. Your clear decision to accept and enjoy romance has triggered this reawakening. Allow yourself to spontaneously celebrate love in all of its glorious aspects.
So this card comes to you because the angels see your desire for romance. Instead of fixing the external in your love life, they assist you internally. The angels say that romance springs from falling in love with life itself. When you let the angels awaken this love within you, you naturally attract and experience even more romantic love in your relationships. Give any emotional hurt to the angels. Ask Archangel Michael to help you release any painful attachments to previous or current lovers. It is safe for me to love and be loved. That's your affirmation.
All right, so my most recent past. It says change in direction. The changes you're experiencing are divinely directed by your newborn willingness to open your heart to love and our guidance. You are protected now and in the future, so follow your path to the happy outcomes you desire.
This card signifies that you've had a change of heart that has altered the direction of your life in a positive way. Your old ways of living no longer interest you, and you find yourself avoiding friends, pastimes that previously attracted you. You desire a lifestyle and career that will better fit your new interests and passions. The angels are guiding you through this time of transition. The law of attraction ensures that you'll manifest wonderful new opportunity and relationships. Additional meaning for this card. You're starting a new phase of your life. The birth of a new project is in the works. Ooh, maybe the podcast. Pregnancy, birth, or the adoption. Wow. There's going to be a new baby.
You.
I know.
Oh, I'm like, don't say me.
No. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, how accurate. Mm-hmm. A new element in your life is a blessing, even if it doesn't make sense right now.
Middle card.
you can say that loud.
New partner.
But the new partner thing can mean anything from business to love to friendship. It doesn't have to necessarily mean a new partner.
Okay. Chance meeting is no mistake. It is divinely orchestrated as a catalyst to set the wheels in motion for the fruition of your prayers. Pay careful attention to new people we send into your life. You will recognize them by your sense of familiarity. Sense of familiarity. How do you say it?
Familiarity. Familiar. Diangle.
No, but look. Familiarity.
It's familiarity.
Yeah, but I'm looking at all the letters. Familiarity. Whatever that word is.
Familiarity.
Comfort and safety.
The angels have given you this card as a signal that someone new has or is about to enter your life as an answer to your prayers. This person will be a partner in a business, friendship, or romantic sense. Don't go looking for him or her, as it will happen very naturally. When you meet this individual, be open to divine guidance, which will direct you both in loving and magical ways. You've met or soon will meet your soulmate. Allow other people to help you instead of trying to do things alone. Mm. Consult an expert. Mm. Your prayer is being answered through other people. A new pet is coming into your life. You were just talking about a dog.
I know. I want to get it. I know. Last night I was sleeping at my friend Kayla's, and they have two big German shepherds, and I was cuddling with Mason is his name all night. He had both his arms wrapped around me. It was like, I want a dog.
Oh my God. This makes so much sense. That's so funny because we were literally just talking about getting a puppy.
I know. That's so weird. Wow. Is that it?
Wow. Yeah.
And then my future. We acknowledge you for the progress you've made in remembering love in your daily activities. We can clearly see the contribution you're making to the world through your thoughts, feelings, and actions of love.
You drew this card as reassurance that you're making steady progress. You sometimes harshly compare yourself to others and feel that you should be farther ahead on your path by now. Yet, look how far you've come, how many lessons you've learned, and how many people that you've helped. Focus on your progress instead of expecting perfection from yourself. Each day, take at least one small action step concerning a project that you're passionate about. Mm. You're on the right path, even if it feels like that you're moving slowly. Praise the light instead of cursing the darkness and appreciate yourself. That was a really good reading.
Interesting.
I love this.
I know.
Really interesting.
Oh, I had these two. I had the cards that came out at me.
So these are present.
Innocence. The first one is innocence. Beloved one, everyone is guiltless in truth, as no one can alter God's handiwork of perfection. Give us your feelings of heaviness so we can lighten your load. Give us any guilt, anger, or blame that may shroud your loving outlook. Enjoy the peace within your heart once more.
This card comes as reassurance that the situation and the people are involved are guiltless. If you've been harboring guilt, release it to the angels. Of all the emotions, guilt has the lowest vibration, so it attracts negativity. Mm-hmm. If you're judging others' guilt, this card reminds you to see that godliness within them to heal the situation. You don't necessarily have to continue a relationship with anyone. However, it's necessary to purge toxic thoughts and emotions for your own well-being. The angels ask you to consider that any misunderstandings were just an innocent mistake. See the other's point of view, forgive yourself, and release it. An argument you may have had may be based on a misunderstanding. Honor the inner child within yourself and others. Look past surface illusions and see the underlying spiritual truth of perfection and divine order.
This is crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then my other one. Sorry, guys. This is a really long reading. There's nothing to worry about. You are safe and the situation is under the perfect control of divine providence and universal order. Only infuse loving thoughts and emotions into the situation to ensure that the highest possible outcome flows effortlessly to and through you.
The angels send this card to you because you've been needlessly worrying. Worrying is a form of prayer that draws to you that which you do not desire. Release your worries to the angels, as there truly is nothing to worry about. In fact, your worries could create a self-fulfilling prophecy. Everything's much better than you imagine. Ask the angels to release you from worry. A happy outcome is inevitable. The angels are with you and everything's going to be okay.
Mm.
I like that.
Yeah.
That was good.
I like to take pictures of them every time.
Of course.
Well, that was a great reading. Interesting. Something to think about. I always like to do these like once a month or even just like a daily card to just see, because I swear to God, every time I do it, it like knows my question and it's kind of obvious for probably anyone listening.
What the question mm-hmm. is.
Yeah.
That's okay. I mean, we all have, you know, questions as far as our life, our love, our pursuit of happiness, our career, our mm-hmm. goals, all those things, right? Mm-hmm. So it's natural to have questions about things that we're going through right now.
Yeah.
You know, and I think for me specifically, I find so much comfort in angel card readings mm-hmm. because it always is so accurate, number one. But number two, there's always like the silver lining. You know, it tells you, yeah, this might be really shitty, whatever it is that you're experiencing, because mm-hmm. why else would you be pulling a card, mm-hmm. right? But there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and of course, this isn't the end of your road. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is really cool, and every time I do a reading, whether it's an angel reading, which I love getting oracle card readings.
Sorry to interrupt you. Look at the eyelash on this card. Make a wish.
Make a wish. A ladybug landed on me yesterday.
Cool.
Awesome.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just looking at it. I'm like, that's crazy. That's weird.
It's fun. And I'm like looking down at myself because like I don't look pregnant yet, but I'm like getting wider and wider as the days go on. My underwear don't even fit me.
I feel like you were just saying something good though. Did I ruin it?
Like what?
I don't know. Did you finish your thought?
Probably. I just really like getting readings. I feel like...
Oh, yeah. Tarot card readings, you were saying.
Yeah. Like, I love tarot card readings. I love
I know.
Oracle.
A lot of people get, like, very...
Weirded out.
And, like, right? Super religious people don't believe in all that. And I get that. I do. But it's, like, for some people, it's really helpful. And...
Spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
It's really spiritual. And being spiritual, I think, is totally and completely different than being religious.
Yeah.
And I have so many people that I work with that are like into the whole spirituality and energy and like, you know,
like
it's
everything.
Just so powerful. Mm-hmm. And I think we don't give ourselves enough credit when it comes to our own intuition.
Yeah.
Because like we know,
mm-hmm.
we get those intuitive things.
Right. Like the vibes,
the feelings, your gut, that instinct, that impulse, all of that stuff is not only number one, your subconscious, but number two, it's your intuition, like mm-hmm. speaking to you,
yeah,
you know, which is really cool. It's kind of like, remember we were just talking about in the car about signs,
Yeah.
Asking for signs.
Mm-hmm.
And I always ask for signs because I think that it's literally the universe's way of pointing you in the right direction.
Yeah.
And I always ask for them. And anytime I want to be told that I'm on the right path, I ask for a specific number. And the number almost always shows itself, which is really, really cool.
Yeah.
But not only that, it's not like I'm searching for the number. I'm not like out there looking for the number everywhere I go. It's right. Like I just happen to notice it.
Yeah. And if you're open to it, I feel like, you know, you're not gonna, like you said, go looking, but like when you're open to it, I think that's when it comes through even more.
Well, do you remember, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, when all of a sudden everywhere I turned I was seeing the number 2? It was like 2-2-2-2-2-2-2.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even like the street I was driving down, the license plate I was going, mm-hmm. like it was crazy. And I got nervous because I had never really had an experience with like angel numbers before.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden these 2s are everywhere and I started freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, these 2s are following me everywhere. What's going on? And I started to look into like angel numbers and what they meant and everything. Yeah. And again, back to Catherine Zenkina, she has an angel number guide.
So oh, it's the online.
Background. Remember, it's the background for my phone, actually.
Oh, that's her?
Catherine's, yeah, manifestation oh, babe. But awesome. The number 2 actually means don't be afraid. Everything's going to be okay. You're on the right path. Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, actually it was 2 years ago when I saw those numbers, I started to freak out like, oh my God, what am I doing wrong? Why are these numbers following me?
Right.
And then when you I found out what they really
right.
meant.
You were thinking it was something negative when it was really just a sign that you were on the right path.
Which gave me so much comfort.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I love signs. And that's yeah. why I got all into like the angel cards. And
you
want to
do one after we're done? Oh my God, wait.
What?
I just thought of a story because you see like a spider web coming from my globe chandelier to the front door.
Yeah.
So yesterday, what's today?
Spider?
Oh my God. I was laying in bed and I was with all 5 cats and I get up to go to the bathroom and there was a fucking huge spider in my bed.
Carly?
In my bed. I'm out of here.
She's deathly afraid of bugs, like right. beyond. Like no, more afraid of bugs than she is of robbers.
Yeah, honestly. That was like, once I saw that, oh I was like, all right, God. Now I'm actually going to move. No, but I get them all over the house, like usually on the floor. I've never seen them anywhere but the floor, and the I'll just spiders. Like either vacuum them up or, you know, I had someone come and spray for them because like they're big here. They're not like little spiders. I've posted one on my story before with a flash on and you see its eye. That's how big it
well,
is.
Well, you literally back up to the wood.
No, I know, but it was in my fucking bed.
That's scary.
Yeah, like I can't, so and I had to kill it. Like, I was alone, so I had to go and kill it myself.
You were cuddling with a spider.
I was laying with 5 cats and a spider. I now have a new pet.
Ew. I know. Instead of a German Shepherd, Carly's no, getting a tarantula. Really wanted,
you know what? And then just to have that dog, like, right, like going to Kayla's house, anyone's walking up front near the driveway and they start barking like crazy. I'm like, I need that.
I know.
Need a little watchdog. You think they'll get along with the cats?
I think that you can train Bear to be a watch cat.
Oh my God. Bear would be like, come pet me. Look at me. Pet my belly.
Aww. Love him.
Well, I think we're cutting it close with time here,
yeah,
little
I think
lady.
You did really good. I think that I want to find a good quote for us to read.
Yeah. As usual, we'll end it with a nice quote.
Yeah.
And please, guys, don't forget, we appreciate all of your comments and reviews on the podcast already. We've read every single one, and you guys are amazing. And we're so happy that you guys are loving it so far. Definitely leave us feedback and different ideas if there's anything like specific. I know there's a lot of topics you guys have already mentioned for us to talk about, but you know,
I actually think we have all the time
in the world to talk about all this
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, but before we wrap up, I actually think that we owe them something.
Really? Oh, the giveaway winner. We did a giveaway. Was it our first podcast we mentioned it? Oh no, it was in the video.
It was in the video before that.
Right.
Yeah.
So what are they going to be winning? So the prizes are 1 $500 gift card to Donors Choose, 1 huge mystery box of makeup and my signed Carly palettes and lipsticks, 1 Zoom call and live interview for a segment on our podcast.
Oh my God.
Yay. I I can't wait for that.
We're literally going to be face to face with this, whoever wins this. We're going to be face to face with them.
I know. That's awesome.
Having a podcast segment with them.
Yeah, we'll reach out to you. And, you know, if you want to have any questions prepared, we'll figure out whatever you want to do, or you want to play a game or something, we'll figure it out. Yeah. And then 2 hour, and then also a 2 hour session with Amanda for business or life coaching, which is so awesome.
Yeah. So I do breakthrough sessions, and the mindset work that I do is called neuro-linguistic programming, and it includes hypnosis. So you're going to get some major mindset reset depending on whether you just need in life.
Why have I never been
hypnotized? Because I always ask if you want it, and you never want it.
Hypnotize me.
You want to be hypnotized?
Yeah. Oh, that would be a fun podcast to do.
I can do. Yeah. Definitely.
All right. Cool.
We'll have you quacking like a duck in the corner.
Quack, quack.
Just kidding.
That's all right, let's announce the winner. So the winner is... drum roll, please.
Dun, dun, dun.
On Instagram, her at is Megan
Rod.
MEAGANROD. So congratulations, girl. We're going to message you, and we're so excited. We can't wait. This is going to be so much fun. Maybe, I don't know if we're going to do it next week or the week after, because you're going to be away. We're going to have to do Zoom anyway. So maybe we do it kind of like that.
We'll do it more towards the end of July, I think, would probably be it.
When you have more time.
We'll talk with you about all of the details. You're going to Zoom call with us. It's going to be amazing. And
yeah, but I'll get all the makeup and stuff sent out prior to that. And then you guys will schedule the call.
Totally.
And then we'll figure out which podcast we're going to put, or which episode we're going to put you on. But this is so exciting. If you guys want more giveaways, let us know. We will totally
do
more.
I want a giveaway.
I know.
I want to win a giveaway.
All right, guys, let's finish this up with a quote.
The quote of the day. I know I'm on the right path.
Because everything stopped being easy. Amen to that.
Amen to that, sister.
All right, guys, thank you for listening.
I hope you guys enjoyed it. Remember to like, subscribe, follow,
comment.
Share, comment.
Just come say hi to us. We love you. Ooh, I have an idea.
Ooh.
All right, so everyone go and... rate and review the podcast right now, and then next week's episode we'll give a shout out to like two of our favorite top comments or something.
Ooh, I love that idea.
Okay, cool. And we'll do that every week. Oh my god, did you see Dad commented? He's so
cute.
Shout out to Dad. We freaking love you, Stev.
Stev,
you the man. Who the man? You the man.
Who the man?
All right, guys, have a good one.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Mwah. Mwah. Smoochie, Mick, Jay.
Smoochie.
Okay, bye.